It's Wednesday, March 11th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. A new ransomware attack vector to be aware of, the Jedi contract update, and our daily COVID-19 update as it impacts tech. This is the Business of Tech. In today's security update, there's evidence that the Paradise ransomware is back again, and importantly, the criminals behind it appear to be testing new tactics to penetrate defenses. The new attack campaign focuses on internet query files with extension IQY, which are text files used by Excel to download data. It's a legitimate file type, and so many organizations do not block it. Researchers at Lastline have uncovered attacks that are leveraging this vector to penetrate networks. So why do we care? You have to hand it to the criminals, they're smart. They keep trying new things and testing each version of an attack. There isn't a specific recommendation in the research to block IQY, so I leave it to you to research and determine if that makes sense for your security profile. That's the actionable information here. Link to the article in the show notes. With all of the COVID-19 news, I haven't lost the thread on JEDI, that cloud computing contract awarded to Microsoft over Amazon and now in dispute. A federal judge concluded that a bid protest lawsuit brought by Amazon over President Trump's intervention in a Pentagon cloud computing contract is, quote, likely to succeed on the merits, close quote, of one of its central arguments, per a court document made public on Friday. The judge also noted that the mistake is likely to harm Amazon materially and has ordered work on the contract halted. So why do we care? For those who haven't been following, this high-profile cloud contract is the crown jewel award. So a winner will have significant endorsement of their cloud infrastructure. It's contentious because the award appears to have gotten both political and personal with the president's involvement, resulting in a technical and personal battle playing out in the courts, with Amazon highly invested in fighting it and with the resources to do so. The impact will be dramatic. Today's COVID-19 update. Two attendees from the RSA Security Conference have tested positive for the virus, and one, a man with a heart condition, is very ill. The Wall Street Journal has an article outlining how open plan offices may be contributing to the spread of the virus. The White House is meeting with Amazon, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, and Microsoft to coordinate efforts. Google has told all North American employees to work from home and established a fund so hourly workers can take paid sick leave if they experience symptoms. Amazon has set up a $5 million fund to support small businesses around its Seattle headquarters, and the company has relaxed its attendance policy for warehouse workers. In Italy, which is under lockdown, Microsoft and Amazon have joined the initiative to offer free Wi-Fi and e-books to those in quarantine. Postmates has offered to cover medical costs for its couriers, and Instacart and DoorDash offered paid sick leave for theirs, while Apple has offered unlimited but unpaid sick leave for their retail workers. E3, the Entertainment Software Association's conference, has been canceled in an announcement today. The show was scheduled for June. Oracle NetSuite has been rescheduled to August. The New York Auto Show has been delayed to August. And Softcat has postponed their London Partner Forum event. Airbnb has introduced more flexible reservation policies. U.S. insurance companies will cover costs of COVID-19 testing and treatment. Apple is warning about shortages of replacement parts for iPhones, and Facebook is short on Oculus VR headsets, the start of the supply chain impact. Qualcomm and Logitech are warning about delays in new products and impacts on supply. No why do we care section, but instead I'd like to hear from listeners about other moves in tech on the front lines. Feel free to report in. My email is dave@mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like what I'm up to, you can support the efforts at patreon.com/mspradio. Right now, for people that sign up and subscribe, you can submit a question and I will send you a personalized, private video response. It's the best deal in consulting out there right now. Just for what you think and value, you can get any of your questions answered direct to you. Thanks for listening. I do really appreciate the support. You can find us online at mspradio.com, and I will talk to you tomorrow.